I think today might be a little bit short. This past week, I've had to explain to a number of people here in Taiwan. It's a thing that I've had to put out. And the thing, you know, for different hemispheres, we're all the same. We all have the same problems. We all have dad issues. We all have mom issues. We all have cultural issues. Yeah, you know, so many of our problems don't change. Some of our cultural assumptions do change. But then you've got the people fighting against the culture, and that doesn't change. You know, there's a thing, well, that's how that culture is. It can't change. We talked about that on Tuesday. It can't change. It's not going to change. It won't change. Uh-huh, yeah, right. It always changes. That's how their culture is. It won't change. No, it will change, and it needs to change if it's bad. And we need to be honest with ourselves about it. And so many people who tout themselves as moral experts, they're the ones who say that bad things can't change. Or they don't want to say that it's bad. It's nominal. It's a meaningless difference. It's just, do I like red or do I like blue? It's that. Well, when people are all facing depression because of Chinese Asian shame in a Christian church, whether it's a Chinese church in America or it's a church in a Chinese culture like Taiwan or China or Malaysia or Hong Kong, which is a different thing. Hong Kong has different types. They've got Western type of churches. They've got Chinese type of churches in Hong Kong. It's very fascinating. The Christians in Hong Kong are very interesting and healthy. But, you know, you've got shame somehow among Christians, but the Bible teaches against it. And they're keeping the shame because of the non-Christian, anti-Christian teachers in their culture. That's got to change. Hello? Even if you're not Christian, you should think that Christians should follow their own rules. You should think Buddhists should follow their own rules. And you get these institutions where they don't want to follow their own rules and say that the bad parts of the culture that their religion teaches against can't change and we have to preserve them. Wow, that's weird. And that's been going on, and that's why people don't like Christians. That's a turnoff. Wasn't that in a DC Talk album long ago? The leading cause of atheism in the world today is Christians who acknowledge Jesus with their lips but deny him by their lifestyle. And there they were quoting someone else. Or they were reporting somebody else. That's the big problem. And you've got to stand against the culture, and you've got to go against the culture. Well, all cultures are like this. America's not special in this regard. Neither is the Eastern culture. All Middle East, different parts of Europe, Africa. They're all cultures have their conflicts, and so many things really do carry over. So, you know, parents need to listen to their children, and children are difficult to understand because we're all different. And somehow God manages to give us the children that'll be the most difficult and the parents that are the most frustrating for our set or whatever in some regards, but then also perfect for other things for us to learn. It's really a symphony, amazing. It's just fantastic. Well, in all this, one of the things I've been having to tell people this week is this. I'm going to leave you with this for the week. Here it is. Every one of us has exactly the same number and amount of problems. Think about that. You, I, everyone has exactly so much space that must be filled with problems, personal issues. And for all of us, it's the same. It's the same size. It's the same volume, and it's all filled up, and it must remain full. Every one of us. If you're a perfect parent, your children are not going to have fewer problems. They'll have different problems. If your parents were an absolute basket case, or they orphaned you, or somewhere in between, you don't have more problems. You might have more visible problems, but that makes it easier to deal with than the problem that the punk spoiled rich kid has that he can't see. So, if your parents are perfect, then you might lack compassion, understanding, empathy, or being able to identify with people who don't have it as well as you. And if you do have a lot of problems, then in solving them, you're going to learn a whole bunch. We've all got the same number of problems. So get off your parents' case about it. And if you're the parent, my goodness, do try to be an example of someone who deals with your problems. It's not about being the perfect adult, parent, teacher, whatever. It's about being a good example of someone who deals with your own problems. Yes, listen to young people. Yes, if you talk to more young people, you'll be better at listening to your young people. I mean, a school teacher that deals with different kids every day is going to be more likely to understand what's going on with their own kids than someone that's never dealt with anyone else's kids ever at all, because they're totally new at dealing with younger people. So, you know, get experience, watch Super Nanny or whatever it is. You know, try to crack kids if you're one of the adults. But you can't be perfect. You need to be an example of someone that wants to be, and that starts with solving your own problems. That's the big thing. You've got to solve your own problems. And don't freak out about your kids' problems. They've got to have them. Just love them, and the best thing you can do for your kids or your students is for you to be someone that solves your own problems, not someone that gets all freaked out and loses sleep over the young people's problems. They're going to have problems. You demonstrate what to do about it. And like I say, if you're angry at your parents about the problems they gave you, get off your case about it. That's the other thing too. We all have the same number of problems, and they always come through our parents. They must. And teachers and peers and other things in life. They have to come from other people. So get over it. Get over that part. Get over being mad at whoever did what to you. And focus on dealing with your problems, because they had to come to you one way or another. They had to. It's a requirement. It's a law. We all have the same volume of problems one way or another. It just depends on how we get them. And the question is, what are we going to do with them? And that's where we set an example to help others. That's the best help. You can be an example of someone who solves your own problems that you didn't want. And that's life. See you next week.